Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales has recorded 642 cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours reporting period from almost 128,000 tests. At least 41 of those people were infectious in the community for a period of time. The state's health department also recorded 4 more deaths related to COVID-19. The lockdown of Greater Sydney has been extended to the end of September. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced new measures to counter the spread of the Delta variant. A curfew will come into effect in the parts of Sydney most affected by COVID-19 from midnight on Monday. It will apply between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. Ms. Berejiklian issued this message to residents in the local government areas of concern.
We fear for you. We've imposed a lot of restrictions on you already. But we don't want to see more of you end up in hospital. We don't want to see more of you lose loved ones. And it's heartbreaking when you see disease rip through families. Families who are unvaccinated are suffering the most. And I apologise deeply to the vast majority of people in those communities who are so doing the right thing.
Other tight restrictions include masks to be mandated for outdoor wear across the state and exercise to be limited to 1 hour per day. A police officer and a resident in the regional city of Shepparton are among 55 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 recorded in Victoria. The state's health department confirmed 49 of the locally acquired cases are linked to known outbreaks, while 25 were self-isolating throughout their infectious period. It means 30 people were infectious in the community, while 6 cases are yet to be linked to outbreaks. 2 overseas acquired cases were also detected in hotel quarantine, taking the total number of infections recorded in the state to 57 for the second day in a row. Queensland has recorded just 1 new locally acquired case of COVID-19. It is a child linked to a school cluster who is a household contact and has been isolating at home during the infectious period. The case brings that school cluster to 145 cases. This afternoon, restrictions will begin to ease in southeast Queensland. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has announced $1 million worth of funding for Western Queensland councils to help cover the costs of border closures and a boosted military presence at border checkpoints.
Confirmed that the ADF will also be assisting our police with the border. So in response to that request for ADF personnel, we've been advised that 120 personnel from the Army, RAF and Navy will be available to our police to bolster their border restriction efforts. They'll be available from the 25th, and we certainly welcome that support from the Commonwealth.
South Australia is lifting its border restrictions with most of the Northern Territory, as well as Northern and regional Queensland. Travellers will no longer be required to quarantine or get tested. Restrictions will still be in place for people coming from Katherine in the Northern Territory, but that will be reassessed later today. New Zealand's COVID-19 Delta strain outbreak has spread to Wellington in the first cases recorded outside of Auckland. There are currently 22 cases in the country after an infection was detected at an Auckland hospital. This afternoon, Jacinda Ardern will announce a decision on whether to extend the lockdown beyond current plans. The lockdown is due to end on Tuesday for Auckland and Coromandel and tonight for the rest of the country. To sport, Ash Barty has powered into the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open, defeating Victoria Azarenka comfortably in straight sets. The world number one completed the third round task in just 70 minutes. The Australian says the pair are dear friends and no love's lost when they compete.
Vika has this way of bringing out the very best in me. And I mean, I've enjoyed playing on the same side as her in doubles. We've had success in doubles. We're great mates and we have a lot of respect for each other. And I think for both of us, that means we always have really good battles. And regardless of who wins and who loses, it's, you know, you always get a good handshake. You look each other in the eye, you say too good, and it's like it never happened. And I think that's what I really respect about Vika.
I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.